Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The State Gaming Commission meets today to discuss the future of casino gambling in southeastern Mass, now that a tribal casino in Taunton looks more likely. It's the first meeting since the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe was granted land in trust by the federal government, a key approval in the tribe's move to build a casino in Taunton. Meantime, casino developers in nearby Brockton say they'll continue to pursue a state license for their casino. For more on this, we speak now with Father Richard McGowan, an expert on casinos and gaming and adjunct professor at Boston College. Father McGowan, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Great to be with you again, Bob.
Does the Mashpee win before the federal government complicate the casino decision for southeastern Mass?
It's going to be an interesting decision for the Gaming Commission today, to say the least. Really, the intent of the law originally was to give this license to the Mashpee, and what happened was, because it took so long for them to get this land in trust, there was really never intended to be a commercial casino in this area.
If there are two casinos, they'd be really only miles apart in Brockton and Taunton. Is it possible, do you think, I mean even remotely possible, that the region can support two casinos that close?
Not only the two casinos that close, you're also talking about Rhode Island having one in Tiverton. So, no, I personally don't see neither one would be very profitable. Once Steve Wynn gets it to open up his casino in Everett, that's even going to make the southeast region even less profitable. So I just don't see where it makes sense to have two casinos in that area.
Under the compact signed by former Governor DeVal Patrick with the Mashpee tribe, if there is a commercial casino in southeastern Mass, then the Mashpees wouldn't have to pay any taxes to the state on their casino revenue. So it would seem there's no advantage to the state to having two casinos there, because there'd be no income from one of them.
Got it entirely correct. It would be an incredible disadvantage to the commercial casino, and so I think that's the reason why they're trying to. Their only hope is that somehow or another the lawsuit's trying to keep from the Wampanoag from getting this Taunton reservation would go through, and that seems like a real long shot too.
So, what's the Gaming Commission do, do you think?
I think they punt in this sense. I think they'll say, well, we have to see what the final outcome is going to be with the reservation. But I have a feeling that they're going to probably, they might very well turn down the Brockton thing.
Father Richard McGowan, adjunct associate professor at Boston College and expert on casinos and gambling, thank you again for speaking to Morning Edition, as you have many times in the past.
Thank you very much, Bob. Take care.